this is a message, and I don't want you to get negative. It's not, I don't like to be negative, okay? Not really, I don't. Sometimes you got to say things because it's just the way it is, amen? But you can, this is a message that churches today don't teach anymore. The human condition. Back in the day, I'm telling you, you'd hear messages like this. How many ever heard preachers preach hell hot? You ever been in one of them before? Say, hell was hot. I mean, they were preaching, you thought you were dropping into it. Amen. Yeah, this is one of those topics that we don't talk about a lot. I mean, it's not talked about in church a lot. But you can look at it as a negative, but I look at it as a positive. The human condition. The more information I can get about me that can help me better know who I am and better function in life is good news. Amen? Not just cover things up. I don't want to come to church and I don't want to be under a ministry where I'm hearing just, oh, pat me on the head, make me feel better, Pastor. Amen? You listening to me or not? Okay? You can find that. That's not what I want to be about. And I don't want that for my own life. I want to always try to be getting better. You hear me? Yes or no? Okay. And especially as I get older, I don't know how much. Well, none of us know how much time we've got. Amen? But the bottom line is, I think when you get a little bit older, man, if you're thinking straight, you always want to be a little bit better. You hear me? Yes or no? Get a little more out of life. Okay? Let's talk about this message. Something not talked about much, the human condition. Would you say that with me? The human condition. Let's talk about it. Y'all ready to roll? Okay? Now, if you're not watching, this topic can bore you too. Don't like it. Let's see what we can find. Here we go. We all have it. We all do it. The word what? Sin. I don't like that church. You preach about sin. The word sin is found hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible. It's incredible. The word sin, it hisses at you when you say it. And we've all been what? Bitten by it. Sin. That is the human condition. You understand that? The fellow on the cruise ship sitting next to me was right. Humans will be humans. That's the way he said it. He said, not the head like humans will be humans. I don't know why he talked like that, but he just did. Sort of funny, though. And he's right. The human condition. Sin. Let's talk about it. We're going to roll. Let's talk about sin today at the Fellowship Church. How about that? Can we do that today? We're going to talk about sin today. But it's not a negative. It's reality. Man, to know something, if I go to the doctor, I want you to find out what it is that's wrong with me. I went to the doctor this week. I've been going to the doctor a lot lately. What is up with that? But I went to the doctor this week because I had a spot here. I ain't going to show you, but I did show people all around town this week. I lifted up my shirt. Did I show you? I come in the office, lifted up my shirt. I mean, they know me, whatever. But anyway, yeah, I got a spot burned here, got one burned here. Not burned. I wish it would have been burned. No, cut off with a razor blade. A real razor blade this big. The kind you get $24. Them kind of razor blades. Yeah. And then I had a spot on my lip. And he started right there. He said, now this is going to hurt. And he took a needle and he jabbed my lip. With a needle! You know, I used to not like a shot in the rear end. I like that a lot better than in my lip. Are you hearing me right now? Okay? But he went, not just one time. Then I felt like my mouth swelled up as big as my head. And then he takes this little razor blade out, and it's like Edward Scissorhands or something. He goes, all over me. What's the point? Has no point. I just went to the doctor this week. No. Here's the point.
If I go to the doctor and he sees something on my lip that can be cancerous or precancerous, and he knows what to do, I want to know about it. And I want him to deal with me, whatever, I mean, as uncomfortable as it might be, if it's the truth, then I want to hear it. You listening to me? And a lot of times we don't want to hear about sin. Is that true? Even though it's the truth. Because we like sin, don't we? We've been bitten by it. It runs through our veins, baby. Amen? Sin. Let's talk about it. Not going to preach this first part, but it's first mentioned in Genesis chapter 4. If you do well, shall thou not be accepted? If you don't do well, here's the word. Say it with me. Sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Here's the very next verse. And Cain talked with Abel. That's where it's first mentioned. His brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and murdered him, killed him. That's the first place it's mentioned, literal of the word. Second time is Genesis 18, and the Lord said, because the cry of what? Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because they're what? Sin is very grievous. Do you see how we don't want to call things sin today? And if you do it, you're a bigot, or you're evil. The bottom line is we all sin. Is that right? We all have sin. That's the human condition. We're not going to fix the human condition by somehow changing the definitions and vocabulary. You understand? Okay? The last time sin is mentioned in the Bible, Revelation 18. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has fallen, has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. That great prophetic book at the end of our Bible, book of Revelation. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her what? And that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven and God hath remembered her iniquities. Okay? Sin. So it appears in our Bible hundreds and hundreds of times. There's the first, the second, and the last time. See it? Let's keep going. Now here's something unusual I found as I was studying. Look at this. How many think of sin when a baby's born? When I think of a baby being born, you're happy, aren't you, say? You don't write a newborn card to a baby, to the parents, and go, congratulations on your new sinner. You know what I'm saying? God bless you. But is that little baby going to be a sinner? Is that little baby going to be a sinner? Is that little baby going to sin? Say. Is there going to be lots of little sins that baby's going, no, not my baby. Yeah. Now listen, but here's something unusual though. Here's the birth of Jesus, and Jesus did not sin. Jesus never sinned. He was the sinless Son of God. But it's interesting, when he was born, the announcement announcing the birth, look at this. And she shall bring forth a son, angel Gabriel speaking, and thou shalt call his name what? That name means God saves, by the way. For he shall save his people from their what? It was right there in the announcement. Sin. Not his sin, but he was coming to save the people from their what? Now here's John the Baptist. Here's John the Baptist. You can't get a happier day than John the Baptist. He saw Jesus coming down by the River Jordan, remember? Look what he says. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him. He goes, behold, the Lamb of God! Interesting. Who takes away the what? Sin of the world. I think that's interesting. Sin mentioned both times at those incredible occasions. Why should I shy away from a message about sin? That's why Jesus came. You hearing me today? But we get so foolish, screwy in our thinking. We have the human condition called sin. Is that right? Say. But somehow we think if we're good enough, our good will outweigh our bad and we'll go to heaven. That's the general consensus of people out there in our world. They can't do nothing good enough, guys. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's why what we're doing really matters as a church. Did you hear me? Isn't that a big load of pressure to take off somebody? And in the same time, they can learn that God loves them. God's not trying to send you to hell. God gave His only Son for you. Isn't that a great message? Something we all have in common. Jesus was born. Jesus was crucified. Jesus was buried. Jesus rose from the dead. All of that. Why? Why? To deal with what? To deal with what? That's the problem of other religions. A, they're lying. I'm sorry, quote me, okay? But they also don't deal with sin. I don't care how well-meaning you are. I don't care how good your little sayings are. I don't care what kind of fancy diet you go on, what day you worship on. Let me say something to you. If what you're doing doesn't deal with sin, it's shot. You hearing me? Yes or no? That's why Jesus came. To deal with what? Sin. Come on. But somehow we don't want to talk about it, even though the elephant is in the what? The elephant's in the room. There's nobody in this room today, and I'm not trying to argue with you, but there's not a one of you. If you let me have just a couple of minutes with you on the blue tile right out in front, give me just a few minutes. I'll guarantee it. I can convince you that you're a sinner. If you'll be honest with me and answer the questions, I'll convince you you're a sinner. How many won't take me up on that after church? I'll meet you right there. It's not a problem. I'll do it. The Vikings are playing in London today. I don't even care. I mean, it doesn't matter. Right here. Okay? The point is, nobody's going to take me up on that because we all know we're what? It's called the human what? Condition. Sure, let's keep going. I'm not trying to bore you to tears. Now, we all have it, and wishing it away ain't going to cut it, is it? Okay? So you can't do that. The gig is up. I'm sorry, the fat lady's sung. The cat's out of the bag. The writing's on the wall. Our bell has been what? Wrong. We're all what? Sinners. That is the first place that we need to get to if we're going to be saved. Why do you need Jesus if you don't need Jesus? Amen? But the truth of the matter is we all need Jesus because we're all sinners. Amen? That's why this isn't a bad message to me. I like this message. You hear me? I'm happy about it so far. I'm still happy. Sin! Terrible word, sin! What is sin? It has two dominant meanings. Part of my job as a pastor is also to be a teacher to you and to help you understand the Scriptures. Now, a lot of that's going to happen on your own. That's why we offer a class like Depth Finder, so you can get in the Bible and you can read and you can understand. We have Christian radio 24 hours a day. We started that radio station 25 years ago right here in Englewood. You can get on there and you can hear the Word of God being taught. You can grow. But it's also my job. Okay? And this is good for us. Sin, what is it? It has two dominant meanings. The first meaning means to miss the mark. That's what the word sin means. You got a big old bullseye right here. Every time you shoot, you're missing it. You're missing it. Here's God, spot on holy, and you're missing the mark, and I'm missing the mark. Amen? Say. That's what it means. It's any act or attitude of man that does not hit the bullseye of God's glory. How many think we fall short of God's glory every day, all day? Yeah, because we're sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've missed the mark. That's what the word sin means. Second dominant meaning of sin is to overstep a forbidden line. Whether we like to believe it in our culture or not, there is right and there is what? That's flat out the way it is. Now you can change it, change the definition, change this, call people names, do whatever you want to. There's right and there's wrong. Who establishes right and wrong? God does. Period. In His Word. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit. The second meaning is to overstep a forbidden line. Now watch this. When a man what? Or what? Steps over the line of the law of God. How many, you be honest, you have not intentionally gone out, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to intentionally speed. But you honestly, you didn't think necessarily you were speeding. You sort of accidentally was speeding, and you got a ticket. Can I see your hand? Flat out. But you know, I was. It was like an accident, officer. You can try what I do. Here's what I do every time. Every time I get pulled over, you can try this. Here's what I do every time I get pulled over. You have your license, son? Try this right here. I do this right here. I'm sorry, officer. I'm Pastor Gary Clark, Fellowship Church of Englewood. I just messed up. I did that in South Carolina. I know I did that. Yeah, in South Carolina. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. I get pulled over to Lisa's in the back seat. She's watched me do this a lot. And here I'm in South Carolina. The officer comes to me to the window. I said, I'm sorry, officer. I'm Pastor Gary Clark, Fellowship Church. He said, well, Pastor, it's good to see you. You just slow it down. Amen? You can try that if you want to, son, all right? I did it in Colorado. I'm telling you, do what you want to do. I did Atlanta, Georgia. It don't work. Didn't work all the time. Here we go. Come on, I'm sorry. Here we go. Let's go. Whosoever commits sins transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the what? The law. Okay, that's what sin is. Where did sin begin? I think this is important for us to look at. It's in the Bible. We want to tell you what the Scriptures say. First with who? Satan. You might not know this. You need to know this. Isaiah 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O who? Son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to what? Hell, to the sides of the pit. Ezekiel goes on further to explain. 28:13. Thou hast been in Eden, in the garden of God, as a special creation of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and thy pipes, music, was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stone of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till what? Iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast what? Sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. So where did sin start? With Satan. God was not cast down. Who was? Satan was. I'll ascend. I'll be above you. I'll put myself up. No, you won't. He was put down. Satan's treachery was unsuccessful, but it did introduce a new evil element into the world. Now you might say, Pastor, you don't believe all this stuff, do you? I believe every bit of it. Call me kooky. It doesn't bother me. It's fine. Call me kooky. I've lived long enough on planet Earth to believe there's a devil. I don't know where you've been. Okay? Come on, are you kidding me? When did it begin? When did it begin? So first with Satan, second with man, with Adam. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that you eat, you're going to surely what? Die. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wife, she took of the fruit thereof, and she did eat, and she gave it also unto her husband with her, and he what? He ate. Wherefore, the Bible says, Romans 5, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by what? Now you know why people die. Why do people die? Sin. If somebody doesn't die, if somebody says, I'm holy, I've never done anything wrong, you just hang around long enough. And if you die, you tell your kid to watch them. Because if they keep living and they never die, well, they were just, I guess they were perfect, weren't they? If they ever die, it's because of sin. Do you hear me today? That's what the Bible says. I believe it flat out. So, as by one man sin entered into the world, death, and death by sin. So death passed upon who? All what? For all have what? Sin. Okay? That is what the Bible teaches. For in Adam all what? Die. Now to some of you, these are like, Pastor, I knew this already. It's very important that we all know it. Okay? Satan proposed to Adam and Eve the same plan that he adopted. Assume your independence. Depart from God's will and purpose. Did it work? You ought to remember that. Assuming your own independence. Departing from God's will and purpose. Oh, but yeah, I can... Isn't that what we do when we sin? Yes or no? It's not pretty, guys. Satan helped them become just like he. And that is what? Cursed and what? Cast out. Sin. I know it's a tough, ugly message, ain't it? Truth. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And one day, if you know the Lord, you're going to see it. Amen? Come on. I'm excited about it. The human condition. Just trying to help us. It's good for us to know humans will be what? Humans. How can I know I'm a sinner? I like this little part right here. Did you know you can know you're a sinner without a Bible? Yeah. I don't like that Bible tells me about sin and everything. Well, let's just put the Bible down just for a few minutes. Okay? I'm going to help you with this one. How can I know I'm a sinner? History. You like history? How many likes history? Good, got some history for you. Here's history. There have been 45 billion human beings born since creation. And it's estimated over one-third or 15 billion have been killed at the hands of other human beings. If we aren't sinners, I don't know what sinners are. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Stabbed, stoned, strangled, shot, gassed, bombed, burned, drowned, hung, buried alive. And on and on and on. The longer we live, the crazier the killing seems to get sometimes. Oh no, but we're not sinners. Oh no, you're just really great, aren't you? History tells me I'm a sinner. Did you hear me? That sin is universal. Universal! On our globe. Number two, conscience. Conscience tells me that I'm a sinner. We have a built-in sin what? Gauge. Watch your TV sometimes. Even your movies sometimes. Like these crime movies. You know? Guy gonna do the crime. It's funny how even the criminals, man, they try to make sure they look this way. They look this way. Even the criminal about to do his crime has something inside of him that says, you better look that way. Somebody might see you doing something what? Wrong. You better look that way because somebody else might see you doing something what? Wrong. We plot it, don't we? We plot it, we plan it, so we won't get what? Caught. Y'all even know the end of the sentence. So it's not just the good people that have a conscience. Because, see, we all are sinners. There's none good, no, not one. Is that what the Bible says? So, see, you got the same conscience that a criminal has. He got the same conscience you got. The difference is, are you going to listen to your conscience? Yes or no? Because we're both sinners. Is that right? Yes or no? Sure. Conscience. Now, your conscience can be what? Defiled. I don't care who sees me, I'm doing it. It can be defiled, but it cannot be what? Denied. Huh. You got a choice, man. Is that right? Sure. Yeah, it's my upbringing. Sure. I believe we can be bent certain directions for sure. But whether you bent this much or you bent this much, we still all screwed up and crooked. Amen? Say. And we need help. We all have a conscience. So that's number two. You can know you're a sinner. We ain't opened the Bible yet. Number three, religion. Now you open the Bible. Even heathen religions. We're talking about the craziest religions on the planet. Okay? Testify to a what? A universal consciousness of sin, as well as the need of reconciliation to some kind of supreme being. Even when you look at the craziest, the most outlandish things that people will do, they're trying to get their sin or something about them washed away, or they're trying to be accepted by the gods. Am I losing you? Come on. It's that the whole idea that the gods are angry at us. And I was talking with Roger. Yeah, so the gods are angry, so we take a baby and we drop it down a volcano or something to appease the volcano. You hearing me say? There's a universal belief in all religions that we're sinners. You understand? Now, the earliest religious philosophies, they wrestled with the problem of moral evil. You can check it out yourself. Now, number four, okay, the Bible. Here we go. We'll throw the Bible in there since we're here. Amen? What's the Bible say? Look at it real fast. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that what? Keep going, Raj. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Nobody in this room. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? For there is not a just man upon earth that does good and sins not. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as what? And we do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Scripture hath concluded all under what? That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that what? Believe. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the what? Truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His Word is not in us. How about it? Are we sinners, church? Say. The human condition. Oh, and here's the last one. How can I know I'm a sinner? Your kids. Here's what I mean. Now, I did this years ago with Mitch and Elise. We had these beautiful little babies. Babies are hard to raise. And so about a year ago, I got married to Kim. And she has two little children. And she has Hannah also. But she has these little ones. And Danny is like two now. Okay? Pop it up. It's a universal thing. Say this with me. The good needs to be, and the I don't sit around the house with Danny going, say this, no! Now Danny's thing is this right here. You tell her to do something, if she don't want to do it, she'll just do this right here. I'll show you right here. Wait right here. I did not teach her that. So have we convinced everyone in the room this morning that we're sinners? Can we praise the Lord that we got that message? Come on. Okay. Okay, good. It's in our DNA. Okay. Okay, Pastor. Lay off of us. What happens because of sin? That's the bad stuff. Okay? What happens because of sin? Well, number one, Satan will be forever cast in the lake of fire because of his sin. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. What happens because of sin? Number two, every man dies physically always. 100%. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into this world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. As it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So every man will die physically. That's the second thing that happens because of sin. Number three, every man is dead spiritually. We don't like to think of it, but the fact of the matter is, until a person puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, they are dead spiritually. Nobody comes out of this, onto this planet, not a sinner. Nobody is ever born, not a sinner. Okay? So every man is dead spiritually. And because of that, there's also a second death. Wait a minute, there's a first death? Yeah, you're going to die. You're going to give up breathing. It's going to happen. But there's a second death. Matthew 7, Jesus speaking, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven." Is it God's will for men to be saved? Yes or no? Is it God's will that any perish? Yes or no? No, it's not God's will that any man should perish. Does the Bible say that? God's not willing that any man should what? Perish. It's not His will. It can be your choice. It's not His will. You understand? Yes or no? Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done wonderful works?" And then will I profess unto them, say it with me, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." Okay? There's a second death. "Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." There are consequences to what's called the human condition. "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." Say it with me. This is called the what? Second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the what?" That's the second death. Now, guys, I can't help you with that first one. That's the bad news this morning. We're all going to die. But I can't help you with that second death. You don't have to. Amen? Come on. You can live forever. You can have every... Come on, we ought to praise the Lord for something. Man! That's incredible! That's why I don't mind this message on sin. Do you hear me? I hope you don't. If you do feel like I've been putting you down today, it's because you like sort of messed up. Because I ain't been trying to do that. Now, I did say you were sort of messed up, but that is true. I said it. But no, I'm serious. This is a good message. It's good for us to know we're sinners, isn't it? Come on. That we have a chance to be saved. Amen? The human condition. We all need help. Can you say that with me? We all need help. And we're almost done. That's why Jesus came. That's why the angel said what he said. Hey, she's going to bring forth the Son. Call His name Jesus, because He's going to save His people from their sins. Now, all of a sudden, that's a pretty nice announcement, isn't it? Say, and John the Baptist, when he called the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. That's a pretty nice, cool speech he was giving, huh? See, it's all how you look at it. Come on. We're all sinners. Some Scripture to close us out today. "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, He spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, He has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, Jesus, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds,
who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, speaking of Jesus, when He had by what? I love this line right here. When He had by what? Purged our what? Set down the right hand of the majesty on high. Man, if you have a pen, if you'd write this down, you can go online and check this out. This is a verse I would really underline in your Bible. It'll help you. It'll help keep you straight on religions and whatever else people teach. Who by Himself purged our sins? Jesus. Who by Himself purged our sins? Anybody help Him say? He did it. Is that right? For us. Did you do it? No. He by Himself purged our sins. Now He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Now what is He doing on the right hand of God the Father? He's there and He ever lives to make what? Intercession for our what? Sins. Isn't that cool? That's Jesus. That's why you need to put your faith in Jesus. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Now this is a little crazy, it's a little hard to understand, but I'd like to read it. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, say it with me, but by His own blood. He entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your what? Conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, He's the mediator of the New Testament. That word is New Covenant. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament or the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. A little hard to understand a little bit of this. For where a testament is, there must be also of necessity the death of the what? You can write a will till the cows come home. Ain't no good really till you die. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus came. And upon His Father and upon His Father's Word and His Word, He has promised us eternal life. And He guaranteed it in writing. And He fulfilled it by His death and His resurrection. You really do have an inheritance. You hear me today, church? Amen? Come on! For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives, whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined to you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with what? And without the shedding of what? Here comes our word. There is no remission of what? Maybe that'll help you understand why Jesus died. That's how bad you were. That's how bad I am. That's how messed up we are. He shed His own blood so we could live. You hear me? Yes or no? So we could be saved. Whether you understand it or not, it's the truth. Follow Him. Put your faith in Him. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves were better with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into where? Itself. Now to appear in the presence of who? For who? Us. Nor yet that He should offer Himself often as the high priest did every year. For then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But I love this verse again. But, say it with me, now, once in the end of the world, hath He appeared to put away by the sacrifice of who? Himself. It's all about our human condition, isn't it? That's why He did everything. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered
to bear the what? Of who? Many. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the what? Second time. Unto what? One day I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to die that first death. But I'm not going to die that second death. When I die, I'm going to wake up and see His face. You hearing me? Why? Because of me? No, because of Him. Because I'm a sinner. Roger, we got to quit. Verse 12. But this man, Jesus, we're done on this one. After He had offered what? One sacrifice for what? For what? Set where? At the right hand of the throne of God. I like the sin message. I think it's okay. It's true. Amen? Hope you learned something today about sin, about yourself, and about the world. Amen? And hope you learned something about Jesus today. That's the message today. And we got to quit. That's why Jesus. So it's just not about church. Is that right? Yes or no? Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. I got to quit. Praise the Lord. Amen? It's a good word. Amen. That's